Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, March 1st.
The man who was killed in a police shooting in Wamego has been identified. I'm Trevin Hunter.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we soared right past our high temperature, getting to 71 in Wichita, but it's going to be much cooler today. Our complete forecast is on the way.
An aggravated assault in West Wichita. This was near Kellogg and Ridge. Police officer Charlie Davidson says on Tuesday night, officers responded to the call of two male suspects who were shoplifting clothing at Kohl's. Officers spotted the suspect, and there was a pursuit.
A 31-year-old male who was a Best Buy employee observed that was occurring and approached one of the suspects to assist police. And the suspect brandished a handgun and pointed it at the male. The suspect then continued to flee on foot, and both juveniles were apprehended by police.
Both suspects, 17 years old, they were booked into the juvenile detention facility. One suspect charged with theft, aggravated assault, possession of a firearm by someone under 18, and possession of stolen property. The other suspect was booked for theft and an outstanding arrest warrant. The handgun used by the suspect was recovered. It turns out that gun was reported stolen out of Derby. Some tough gun laws passed the state legislature in Illinois.
The House passed a ban on bump stocks, the device used in the Las Vegas massacre. Also, a bill creating a 72-hour cooling-off period on all assault rifle sales passed, plus a bill raising the minimum age to buy an assault weapon from 18 to 21, despite Republican resistance, arguing it strips away Second Amendment rights. But the biggest vote of the day increases regulations on gun dealers. Now, both the House and Senate have passed it, so this one just needs Governor Bruce Rauner's signature to become law.
That's Sally Schulze with Fox TV affiliate WFLD in Chicago. The man involved in a police shooting in Wamego, Kansas, has been ID'd.
Authorities have identified a 25-year-old man who was killed during gun battle with law enforcement officers in Wamego. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says Ethan Straub of Wamego died in the shooting Monday evening during a confrontation with several law agencies. Officers responded to a report of an armed carjacking and saw the suspect riding a bicycle while holding a gun. Officers tried to make contact with the man as he tried to steal another vehicle. Straub and officers from local county and state agencies exchanged gunfire. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No other officers were injured. The KBI continues to investigate the shooting. Trevin Hunter, KNSS News.
The Internal Revenue Service, according to the law, began releasing refunds for those claiming the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Additional Child Tax Credit on February 15th. Michael Devine is with the IRS in the Midwest region. He says many Americans are now getting their refunds. Devine says if you need to check on your refund status, it's pretty easy to do.
The fastest and easiest way is use the Where's My Refund tool on IRS.gov. There's also an IRS To Go mobile app. You can do the same thing. It tells you the most current information.
The Where's My Refund tool will tell you whether your return has been received and processed and where the refund was sent. The widow of the Pulse nightclub gunman goes on trial today in Orlando.
Did she knowingly help? That's key to the prosecution of Noor Salmon, the widow of the Orlando nightclub shooter. Jury selection begins today in federal court in that city, nearly 2 years after Omar Mateen attacked the Pulse nightclub, killing 49 people and injuring dozens. Mateen called 911 from the club to pledge his allegiance to ISIS and died in a shootout with police. Salmon was miles away in the couple's home, but prosecutors say she knew about her husband's plans, something she denies. Salmon Salman faces charges of aiding the support of a foreign terrorist organization resulting in death, as well as obstruction of justice. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
7:05 with Steve and Ted. It's game night for Shocker basketball. We'll have a preview coming up in sports. We'll also tell you about the honoring of an American great and where to draw the line on service animals for one company. Those details are on the way. KNSS News Time is 7:06. 7:09 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The Reverend Billy Graham continues to lie in honor in Washington, D.C. ahead of his funeral.
The American people are paying their respects to the Reverend Billy Graham, who is lying in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. President Trump called Graham a legendary ambassador for Christ, who reminded the world of the power of prayer and the gift of God's grace.
We say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, the Lord will raise up men and women like Billy Graham.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Graham shared the gospel with more people face-to-face than anyone else in history.
The secret of my work, he explained, is God. I would be nothing without him. That is what made Billy Graham America's pastor.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
New rules about service animals start today on one major airline.
Delta Airlines says it's seen an 84% increase in incidents involving animals on their planes since 2016, so they're cracking down on people trying to bring service animals on flights. Passengers will have to have a doctor's note and animal vaccination records. Sarah Nelson is the international president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
It's Noah's Ark on board.
She says plenty of people are committing fraud by claiming theirs is a service animal.
Animals who have actually bitten flight attendants, bitten other passengers, gotten in fights with other animals.
She wants to see the Department of Transportation establish policies that would crack down on fake service animals on all airlines. Jill Nato, Fox News.
7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And this morning in Wichita, those traffic volumes starting to pick up. Really seeing too many areas of very heavy traffic, but one of them over there on West Kellogg, especially eastbound, and that is right at Ridge Road, the airport road there. Again, that is Kellogg at the Ike Parkway, eastbound especially, some heavy traffic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers. Now let's check the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon is with us here on the first day of March. Welcome to the new month, Laura.
Hey, and it's the first day of meteorological spring. Right on cue, right?
All right.
Yeah, so, you know, when I say right on cue, I mean that we're back to winter. Yesterday it was beautiful, and then now it's back to reality. So we had a cold front that worked on through. We are sitting with temperatures in the 20s and 30s at the airport right now, reporting a temperature of 32 degrees. Winds out of the north at 20 miles per hour. It feels like we're more like in the 20s this morning. So we are dealing with some strong winds as we get ready to head out the door this morning, get started with our Thursday, but less wind by the end of the day. Sunny skies, a beautiful day. We'll see a high of 55 in the Wichita Metro. Less wind, sunny skies, can't get better than that, and this is near normal for this time of year.
Yeah, we're about where we're supposed to be and heading into even a little bit warmer tomorrow.
Yeah, the weekend looks fantastic. That's when we're looking for temperatures back into the 60s. I'm calling it a spring preview. It's right on cue, and this is going to be to the weekend to definitely get out and shake off that cabin fever. I know I've been kind of suffering with that lately with the cold weather, but we're definitely trending in the right direction for the first weekend of March.
Just in time for the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show this weekend. Perfect.
There we go, yes.
Perfecto. That'll be good. And next chance for rain, maybe?
Late Sunday into the overnight hours.
Okay.
See some storms in the mix of all that. Tis the season, right?
All right. We'll keep us updated. Thanks, Laura. Have a great day. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A big sponsor in the NFL. We got a change when it comes to pizza pie. Let's check in with Jeff Manasso from Chicago this morning. And the National Football League is switching vendors when it comes to the official pizza of the league, Jeff.
Hey, Ted, it's Pizza Hut, the new official pizza sponsor of the NFL, just a day after Papa John's and the NFL, in a joint statement, announced that they were ending an eight-year relationship, calling the decision mutual. I don't think that this is a big surprise to anyone. Papa John's chairman, John Shatner, as you know, had been critical of the league, blaming player protests during the national anthem on declining sales. though Papa John says it still has team partnerships with more than 20 NFL franchises. It'll continue on with that. And Pizza Hut's multi-year partnership kicks off during April's 2018 draft.
And this is not a when you're talking about dealing with the NFL, this is not a small deal. This is big money stuff.
Yeah, it's huge money, and in DiGiorno's is trying to capitalize on some of that, or at least trying to have some fun as well. Hitting Twitter yesterday, trolling Pizza Hut and Papa John's. One tweet: better pizza, better sales. and also basically saying that we're still the official pizza of your home oven. So they're having fun with it.
Is anybody this is a pretty major sponsorship change for the NFL. Has there been any others recently? I can't necessarily think of any.
Not that I'm aware
okay.
of. I mean, in terms of franchise deals, I mean, there have been people that pulled out of
right.
Supporting franchises over the national anthem protests, but nothing on the official NFL level. This is probably the biggest one.
Well, then the National Football League seems to find a way to people will if somebody pulls out, there's always a line of folks ready to fill that void. They don't seem to have any trouble garnering support or advertising.
Yeah, no, that's right.
What's going on in Chicago today, Jeff?
Well, it's rainy here in Chicago, and we're just kind of waiting for spring and summertime. Aren't you ready? I'm ready. I mean, well, I love snow. I'm a snow guy, but it's time. I think we're ready to rock with some warm weather.
How has the lake effect snow been this year in Chicago?
Not terrible.
Okay,
we've had a couple of In the month of February, we had probably a record amount of snow in the Chicago area up to the border in Wisconsin and along that lake effect line. But prior to that, it's been pretty dry, just very cold.
Well, I think you're right. Once the Cubs and the White Sox get in spring training, people start getting the itch.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Time to get to that time of year. Jeff, thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it. That's Jeff Manasso live in Chicago this morning. Papa John's out with the National Football League. Pizza Hut is in. Thanks, Jeff. It's 7:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. As we continue here on the first day of March, new Thursday morning. Of course, that means we're only a day away from the start of the 2018 Outdoor Living and Landscape Show, the big annual show. Friday, Saturday, Sunday downtown at Century 2 Convention Center. We've been giving away tickets this morning. We'll have some more tickets to give away shortly. There's going to be great educational seminars going on all 3 days, brought to you by the Sedgwick County Extension Office, along with McKay's, your independent trained comfort specialist. You can learn all about the top trees for Kansas, gardening with bulbs, fruit trees, backyard birds. Good topics. See what annuals and perennials are new for 2018. Also, a seminar on how to control weeds in your yard. There will be a lot of interest in those seminars.
Yeah.
Don't miss the bonsai demo. Oh, that'll be cool.
Neat.
And be sure to catch the Container Gardening and Landscaping 101. There's a whole list of the seminars. You can visit the website, outdoorlivingandlandscapeshow.com, and that'll have all the seminar information and what specific times those are going to be at. So you make sure you are at the Landscape Show for those specific seminars, the ones that really interest you. Those all sound pretty good. That's the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show coming to Century 2 Convention Center. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, downtown. And don't forget the dinosaurs are going to be there, the big audio-enabled animatronic dinosaurs. They will be displayed at the Suburban Landscape Management booth, and that's pretty cool. It's all a preview of the big Field Station Dinosaur Park, which is opening this May in Derby.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got some of the dinosaurs down there, so you can check those out right up close and take a selfie with them. That'll be pretty cool. That'll be fun this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, downtown Wichita at the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show. After years of resisting the efforts of neighbors who said that the bridge's love locks were eyesores, Norfolk, Virginia has sliced through those no longer enduring gestures of romance. They removed more than 100 love locks from the bridge with power tools and bolt cutters yesterday. City officials said they're going to remove them and end a process that had it going through a grand jury for a public nuisance lawsuit. So these are people that take actual physical locks.
Locks, yes.
And as a token of their love, they chain them to the bridge.
Yeah, they put their names on them.
And then they just stay there. Because, people can remove She says people can pick up the removed locks if they wish. Love locks have been placed on bridges worldwide. No stranger to controversy, though. Just a few years ago, Paris in France removed 700,000 locks that were piling up on the Pont d'Arc over damage concern.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of locks.
It's heavy. Put on a bridge.
Yeah, structurally, you got to have concern for a bridge that has 700,000 locks on it.
Yeah. I mean,
come on. It's not what that's for. Express your love elsewhere.
Yeah.
Paint your names on a water tower. It's 7:18 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Let's check out what's going on in the world of sports here on the first day of the month. It is Shocker game night. 11th-ranked Wichita State, the men at Central Florida tonight. Last road game of the regular season for the Shocks, who are 23-5 on the season. Wichita State an 8.5-point favorite going into this game tonight. They beat Central Florida by 19 points last month here in Wichita. Tonight is the rematch in Orlando. The Shocks are on a 6-game winning streak right now. So the Shocks have just about made it one time, their first time through the American Conference, just a couple games to go. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talks about how other teams have been using defenses to try to stop the Shocks.
Well, a lot of zone. You see a lot of matchup zone, a lot of switching man-to-man that sometimes looks like a zone. I see more zone in this particular league than any that I've ever coached in. And some of them are very, very good. And, you know, we have been more of a man-to-man team, but we've practiced quite a bit against zone this year, and we try to practice against the best zone that we can throw out there. We don't play a whole lot of zone. Every once in a while, we'll mix it in. But there's seven reasons to play the zone, so I guess these teams feel like they have enough of those reasons on their side. It helps them win, and who am I to argue?
The Shockers are at Central Florida tonight. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. And join me after the game. I'll be taking your phone calls along with Bob Lutz live on the Shocker Locker Room Show. We'll be out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. Come see us after the game, after the Shocks play tonight at Central Florida. JUCO men's basketball tonight. It's the opening round of the region playoffs. Butler Community College at Seward County out in Liberal at the Greenhouse. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler in the playoffs beginning at 6:45 this evening. And that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. NBA basketball last night. The Boston Celtics at home beat the Charlotte Hornets 134-106. Coming off the bench for the Celtics as the sixth man, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris with 15 points, 8 rebounds. 4 wins in a row now for the Celtics. Still holding on to that number 2 spot in the Eastern Conference, but just half game behind the Raptors. And speaking of Shocker basketball tonight, happy birthday today to a former Shocker, one of the great Shocker three-point shooters of all time. Randy Burns is 35 years old today. Happy birthday to Randy Burns. And, of course, the Shockers are in action tonight. 11th-ranked Wichita State at Central Florida. 6 o'clock tip-off tonight on 103.7 KEYN. It is 7:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We'll be telling you about a lot of armed robberies and a pair of arrests in Wichita connected to those robberies. We'll have those details coming up. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.